This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we gave Mark chapter 2 a title and identified some key verses. Then we crafted a sentence to capture the chapter's significant truth. Jesus invited the crowds to a life of faith in Him that would bring to them freedom and dynamic to experience a fullness of life that can't be boxed into the narrow confines of their religious mold. Let's continue by identifying some cross-references to help us better understand what is going on in Mark 2. The importance of forgiveness is emphasized in 1 John 1:9. Regarding Christ's call to discipleship, consider what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2. Discipleship requires humility and obedience to do whatever God asks, no matter the cost. Concerning fasting, compare what Jesus said in Matthew 6:16 through 18. Paul taught about the Sabbath in Colossians 2:16 through 17. A cross-reference confirming the point Jesus made in our key verses is Hebrews 8:8 through 12, where the writer says that what Jesus Christ came to do was to inscribe on our hearts what God wants to do in and through our lives. This kind of change in your life could result in familiar religious traditions being shattered, like what new wine would do if poured into old wineskins. Some questions you might have: how do you determine when and where to socialize and with whom, especially if they are not religious or are viewed as notorious sinners? How to deal with criticism for trying to reach them? Jesus took the opportunity when this happened to teach critics about His calling and mission. Turn criticism into constructive insight. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.